Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay,
just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Or, thank you.
Definitely.
And what is your age?
I am 75.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Some people care about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics it is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Some important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And when you hear about inflation and rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Big business and corporate prices engaging in greed, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, or the Biden administration and their policies?
Can I say all the above?
Who do you blame the most? The most.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to say the politicians.
Would that be the Republicans in Congress or the Biden administration and their policies?
The Republicans in office.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want their member of their Congress to focus on. For each one, I want you to rate, on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of the Congress focus on. Use 10 if it's most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Okay. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop a racial profiling.
10.
Okay. Reducing crime.
10.
Okay. And ensuring our borders are secure.
10.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a little, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I'm going to say strongly approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
I'm going to say somewhat, not all of them.
Somewhat approve?
I think. Somewhat approve, yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings. So, were some people and organizations used in a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel warm or cold. You can use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
100.
Okay, what about Black PAC?
100.
Okay. Tim Scott.
0.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. And Miriam Williamson.
0.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrats, Joe Biden, Independent, Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for, Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrats, Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to Black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement B. Some people say that I'm going to read you statement A first. Statement A. Other people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of African American communities. And statement B, some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have the right, we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Which one, which statement do you agree with more?
B.
B. B much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, some, only a little, and nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Much more or
much
somewhat
more?
More? Thank you.
Much more.
Now, I'm going to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished on his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important it is to you. Cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. Very important, somewhat important, very important, or not important at all.
Very important.
Thank you. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. How important?
Very important.
Okay. Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID.
Very important.
Okay, and the last one is created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever.
Very important.
Thank you. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I do.
Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Pardon me, what was the?
Strongly or somewhat approve?
What was the first one? I couldn't hear you.
Strongly. That's okay.
Strongly.
Strongly?
Mm-hmm.
Strongly or somewhat approve? Do you strongly approve?
Oh, or strongly. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you. The first one. I'm sorry.
Okay. So would that be strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly approve. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you. I'm going to read to you some of the reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote, 5, it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote. In the 2024 presidential election, you can use any number between 0 and 10. When we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting help us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has a tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. How convincing on this scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They have appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedom to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our own futures. How convincing?
Very convincing.
On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very convincing, 5 somewhat, how convincing?
10.
What not? Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election on November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10, that you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
People being pushed to the point where they have to struggle trying to make their votes count.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One moment, please. Okay, thank you. And thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used YouTube in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Okay. What about Snapchat?
No.
Apple News?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Twitter?
No.
Instagram?
No.
And Facebook?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little, the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm going to say moderate.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood where you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Let's see. Nearly half.
Okay. More than, about half?
About half, yes.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
It's rural.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoyed the rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.